You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, we hear so much today about people doing extreme trips and extreme sports, extreme workouts, you know, extreme everything. How did you come up with this topic anyway? Come on, tell everyone out there listening.
So during the holiday, I was watching a rerun of The Bucket List.
Okay.
And I've always had a strong reaction to The Bucket List, that movie.
Okay.
It was with Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman.
Right.
And it's because they make having an adventure really attractive. You know, and these two
well,
guys
in the movie they do.
Yes. And so if you've never seen The Bucket List, it's about two guys who met in a hospital room, and they both got terminal cancer diagnoses.
Correct.
And one guy was very wealthy. He owned the hospital, and he said, "Hey, one day Morgan Freeman was just writing his bucket list, and Jack Nicholson saw it, and he said, let's fill this out and let's go do it.
Okay.
You know, I got the money. Let's, you know, it's like we're on our way out anyways. Let's go do it.
Okay.
And so I'm frustrated by this because I've seen since that movie came out, I've seen articles and people talk about, oh, let's do this on your bucket list. This is something you should have for your bucket list.
Okay.
It's a great title for an article,
right?
You know, blog article, whatever. And I see the misconception repeated over and over again.
Okay.
And here are the misconceptions.
Okay? All right.
You need to do this. You need to have adventure to feel alive.
Wait a minute. You're saying that people believe that they have to have adventure in order to feel alive.
Yes. Or extreme activities or extreme something.
Okay.
And the reason is because of programming. We are trained to put aside our feelings. So it numbs us out.
Yeah.
It dumbs us down. It numbs us out.
Okay.
And this machine training of do this, do this, do this, do this creates a frenzy and anxiety.
Yeah.
And which numbs us out.
Yeah.
And to break through that, we think we need some sort of adrenaline rush, jumping out of an airplane, climbing Mount Everest. Oh, by the way, in the movie, that was the final thing because they both...
Oh, now he's going to tell the punchline, but go ahead.
No, everybody's seen it, you know.
Okay.
And if you haven't seen it in a while...
Go see it. It's worth it.
It's good, yeah. But they put their ashes at the top of Mount Everest.
Okay.
You know, and that was their big thing that they never got to do.
Right.
You know, that they wanted to do, but it would have been crazy to put themselves through that kind of thing. So,
right.
Anyways, but the idea that to live fully and to have a rich, full life with joy and happiness and love, we mistakenly believe we have to have a life full of adventure. No. Wait,
yeah, there you go.
No. That's not true. Oh my gosh. You know, I love this if you've been listening for a while. I love to break through the misconceptions.
Yeah, of course you do. Yes.
Because
you know what? I'm gonna say this and I agree with you, because people, because of programming, they get stuck in the misconceptions and believe there is nothing else or no other way.
Yes.
And it's not true.
It's with this programming world, if everybody else is doing it,
well, it must be
jumping
right.
Jumping out of airplanes, climbing mountains.
Well, those of you who have been listening, Jason used to jump out of airplanes. That was part of his job when he was in the Army.
Yes. And we'll talk
and we'll about, talk about yeah, that talk one about in, the next that in one.
Just a minute. But, yeah. You know, we would all like to have a bucket list, but it's a trap.
Oh.
Because it's a misconception that if we do this, it keeps us focused on our bucket list as opposed to what we need to focus on, which is that inward journey.
Yes.
The opposite.
That's the ultimate
adventure.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
You
okay.
know, and good. Going inward and seeing who you are authentically is tough. We're going to talk in our yeah. next segment. We're going to talk about that, the whole segment, but it requires courage and grit that most people, even if they climb Mount Everest,
okay.
don't have.
Okay.
So, you know, many people, they believe this, you know, you have to do this hard charging activities. But those people are the ones that need to go inward the most. And so when we talk about women, you know, if you're up to your eyeballs in baby diapers
and you're
saying, you know, what is he talking about? I barely can have time to sit down for myself.
Exactly. How is he saying that going inward is the ultimate thing when I've got way too many things that need to be done for everybody else?
Well, and although that's true, the best thing and women have have the courage, and we've seen this over 20 years.
They do.
The people that come forward and say, "Okay, I'm going to go inward," and it gets hard and tough. Who are the ones that stick with it?
Women.
Who are the ones that keep
women,
going.
Women.
Who are the ones that say, "Okay,
yeah,
this is really hard for me to face, but right. I'm going to do it."
And you know. Or here's the one that I like. This is oh man, this was really, really hard. I cleared and I feel better. And why was that so hard, Patricia? And the answer is because the programming that we have been trained in lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, we are breaking away those holds. And we think that that we're just kind of left out in the cold with all of it, but it's not true. And we will talk more about that in the next segment.
Well, and you know, movie reference, this show is all about movie references,
okay.
But there's another movie reference, Point Break,
right,
with Patrick Swayze. And it was a great movie. For those of you who haven't seen it, it was about this guy who was a starseed, by the way. It was obvious from his character.
Yes.
He loved this extreme stuff, but he was very evolved. He was very into metaphysics, and he did a lot
right.
of meditation and whatnot. And he understood the inequalities of our financial system.
Mm.
But the way he chose to address it all was to go rob banks. He put on these masks of
presidents,
yes, and he'd go and rob banks. And
right.
these guys were really well trained. This guy was very smart, and he loved when he wasn't doing this. He loved to jump out of airplanes and do these extreme things. Surfing,
mm-hmm.
that was his biggest thing. He wanted to surf the biggest wave.
Right.
You know, these guys, they were into this adrenaline rush.
Right.
And it was an interesting movie because Patrick Swayze. Now, if you're a starseed and you're listening right now, and chances are, I'm going to turn it around. If you're listening right now, you are a starseed.
Correct.
If you're a starseed and you're seeing this and saying, okay, oh, that sounds cool. That guy, he eventually, by the way, he died in the movie because he rode
the 100-year wave,
yes.
and it was the largest wave yes. to come along in 100 years.
It probably killed him. You know, it was too big, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Smashed him, that kind of thing.
So, but... he'd rather die than, you know, sit in jail.
Be confined in a cage.
Yes.
But I need to jump in and say, because of what I already know, that when you're doing programming on a regular basis, you are already confined to a cage.
Yes.
It's time to get, wait, it's time to get out.
Well, he uses starseed ability to figure out the world to a point.
And then?
And then he just blew it all up.
Yes.
And I guarantee you that was not his starseed purpose. If he was being graded in terms of his ability to do a starseed purpose, he would have gotten a big fail for that.
Oh, okay.
Because he could have taken those abilities that he had, that understanding of the world and how it should work.
Yes.
And
how it was meant to work.
And have people who would follow him.
Yes.
And use that.
He could
know,
have
very
been
positive,
a yes. great leader.
That's
is
right.
What you're saying.
That's right.
Okay.
But he kind of blew it apart because he didn't go inward. And oh, by the way, I'm, of course, it's a made up character. It's a made up plot. But
I understood, it's a great, but it's a great, example.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Whether
absolutely.
That happened or not, it could have happened, I guess.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
So here's the last point.
Okay.
Machines are programmed with goals and objectives, which could be your bucket list. Okay.
Okay.
That could be your bucket list. We say this all the time. You're not a machine. You're a human being. But humans, the difference between machines and humans, humans have purpose.
Yes.
They live to be, to express themselves in a certain way in the world that is valuable.
Yes.
And machines don't have purpose.
No.
And a machine doesn't decide, well, I'm going to be a car one day. And then next day I'm going to be a brain surgeon. They just, you know, you can program a car, especially today, you can program a car, but it never ever says, well, I'm not going to be a car anymore. I'm going to do something else.
Right.
Human beings. And that's not the biggest thing, but that purpose is so important, and it distinguishes us, and it's something to look after.
Exactly. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Programming numbs you and makes you dull, which creates conditions to want to feel alive.
Right.
Doing extreme activities give you a rush of adrenaline and may feel good, but does not lead to a rich life. Mm-hmm. Going inward is the ultimate adventure. And can take a lifetime, and is really is never really completed.
Mm-hmm.
The ecosystem approach shows you how to pursue this ultimate adventure, and it's part of everything we do with the ecosystem approach.
I love that. In the next segment, we're going to talk about why the ultimate adventure is so hard and difficult for most people. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game, but did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
We're back in that jazz mood, aren't we? I don't know. What happened to the rap music, Benny?
So, oh my gosh.
There you go.
Thank you, Benny.
I like it.
You're welcome.
I'm going to play that in my car.
Boy, I got to have me some baked something now. I'm telling you.
Get in the groove with Dr. Pat and her guests on Transformation Talk Radio. It's always something new around here. Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about the ultimate adventure, why the ultimate adventure is so hard and difficult for most people. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, it doesn't make sense to me how going inward is more difficult than climbing Mount Everest or jumping out of an airplane or some other extreme activity. Can you explain that?
Yes, and I'm going to tell you a story to explain that.
Okay.
And this is a warning, Army story. You know, I have to warn you if I start talking about the Army.
Okay.
But when I was in the Army, I was in the 82nd Airborne, which is kind of an elite unit. Around all the elite units. Special Forces was right next door.
Okay.
Delta Force was down the street. Mm-hmm. A lot of the people in my unit and in the 82nd Airborne were Ranger trained, mm-hmm. which is a really tough school. The 82nd Airborne is considered an elite unit, but not quite as these others. But I got to rub shoulders with these guys. So when I was at jump school, learning how to jump off an airplane, we were there with a group of Navy SEALs because they came to the Army to learn how to jump out of airplanes.
Okay.
So, this is when I started to have a understanding of the personality type of people that like adventure.
Oh, I see. Okay. Oh, interesting.
So these Navy SEALs were standing around and one guy bet the other guy, that he couldn't do something. And the guy said, no, I'll do it. And so he spit on the ground. It was in the sandy area. He spit on the ground and did 10 push-ups really quick. And then the last push-up, he scooped he scooped up what he spit on and swallowed it. Okay. Of course, he won the bet.
Okay.
But that's the mindset that I saw that I was rubbing shoulders with. Now some of the best and the brightest were in these elite units.
Okay.
Some of them.
Wait a minute. The guy who did the push-ups was not the brightest, but go ahead.
The guy that made the bet was probably a little small. But the idea is that this extreme stuff requires a form of disassociation.
Oh, from self.
From self.
Oh, wow.
Because
yeah.
You just do it. You know, you're scared of jumping out of the plane. You just do it.
Sure. And you do have to disassociate. In order to do that,
perhaps, you know,
well,
and
in
know,
general, yeah,
I never tested it that much. I never liked, I was, you know, I kept myself in shape and, you know, I had over 40 jumps, you know, and I did sport parachute jumping too. So okay. I'm familiar with that. More stories later on, but not appropriate for this.
Save me. Go ahead.
But facing yourself and all your greatest fears, mm-hmm. Is really tough.
It is.
And the guys that I was with, I knew even back then, way before I was doing the ecosystem approach, I knew that doing something like this now, they couldn't do.
They wouldn't be able to do it.
Or they wouldn't want to, or they'd put up a big wall. I say, no, you know, these guys, they didn't do well in marriages. There was an archetype that they would go through numerous marriages.
Yeah.
And they couldn't talk. They couldn't communicate. They had the John Wayne approach to emotions.
Yeah.
Yep. Nope. You know.
Yeah. I get
it. Lady. Anyways, I'm not going to talk about that. So, you know, it's just it gave me a sense. But here's the thing. Here's the other reason why it's so hard.
Okay.
There are no bragging rights for the inward process.
Well, okay, you're right.
You can't go to a bar and say and get a crowd of people around you and say, "Let me tell you about this inward process that I went through." Okay, it just doesn't. Or versus, hey, I climbed Mount Everest, or some sort of Army story. I jumped out of the plane and hit the tree and blah blah blah.
Exactly, but you know what? It's that the perspective on it's all wrong,
yeah.
Because I'm still doing the inward process. And I have to tell you, one of the most difficult things I've ever had to do is to realize the jealousy that my mother had about me, or for me, I should say it that way, that she used all of my years growing up and beyond to torture me. Now, if that isn't something extreme, and I'm talking about torture me as always putting me second or fifth, always handing me, always, she always made me the form of the Cinderella. And I have to tell you, I didn't sing and have, well, I do sing, but I didn't have the birds following me around, that kind of thing. What I'm getting at is that that is...
You took care of everybody.
I took care of everybody. And, yeah. And I never got bragging rights for that.
Yeah.
And it was difficult. But, and my point that I'm getting at is that because I went in and discovered this, I figured it out on my own. I realized that this negative energy that she was throwing at me on a regular basis had no value. And I learned through the ecosystem approach to throw that negative energy away and activate life force energy so I could see not only who I am, but what my purpose, my true authentic purpose is.
See, in the age of Aquarius.
And by the way, it's never just one.
In the age of Aquarius, if you're a starseed especially, you need to do this inward process. You need to be ready to be called upon to do this inward process. And it doesn't matter how many times you climb Mount Everest.
Right.
That's not going to prepare you in a way that
for what's about to come.
Yes.
Yes.
But the inward process is.
Yes.
And unfortunately, you know, when you go inward, and I've had so many clients that say this to me, well, you know, it's not like I'm getting credit for it. You know, it's not
right.
Like I earned a degree, or I get this medal, or,
true.
You know,
true.
I can claim this statistic.
Right.
But on the other hand, when you show up, it's really, really special.
Well, and I was going to add that, and I forgot that point, that you're right. We don't get, those of us who do the ecosystem approach, we don't get bragging rights, but there's something really amazing when you haven't seen somebody for, you know, 10 years or 3 months, and they look at you and go, what have you been doing? Oh my gosh. You look amazing. You did a new diet. You had your hair done.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. And they're always looking for something
superficial. They want to
exactly.
see something superficial.
As opposed to, no, I've been doing the ecosystem approach.
So in the movie, The Bucket List,
okay,
the rich guy who had all these adventures, you know, he was accustomed to it more
right.
than the other guy, flying all over the world in his private jet, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But he wasn't as happy. And no. and they made that point. And it was, you know, of course, we all want happiness and fulfillment and joy.
Right.
But we think it's outside of ourselves.
Well,
but
it's not.
It's inside.
Exactly.
So
and that's pretty amazing when you finally realize that your happiness does come from within, but you have to remove negative energy in order to get to it.
You know, this is the age of Aquarius. And again, if you're a starseed,
right.
And you haven't gone inward and you're not prepared.
Yeah.
You're not prepared for your starseed purpose. You're not prepared to go out in the world. And frankly, the starseeds of the worlds have been the ones who have been marked and are struggling with day-to-day traumas and struggles and challenges.
Correct.
That can be all consuming. And then at the end of their life, it's just like, look, you know, what did I do?
Yes.
You know, I wasn't.
I have nothing to show for it.
Nothing
so to
show for it in a way that is important.
Yes.
To that starseed purpose.
Exactly.
You know, and
exactly.
we're going to do a show about purpose, and I think it's a couple shows. From
okay.
So,
okay. Good.
Stay tuned for that. But
yes.
The other thing, the point, you know, the Point Break guy was the ultimate starseed, but he wasted it and he didn't use it in a way that was beneficial.
And I'm going to jump in and say, don't waste it. Don't waste it, star seeds out there. Don't waste the ultimate adventure that you can have with yourself and be able to do your purpose in this lifetime that matters.
So if you're a new mother and you're up to your eyeballs in dirty diapers, you can still go inward and do the ecosystem approach. And the way you do that, the way you get started, is go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and start... And sign up for our free section.
Yeah.
You know, it's a ways of connecting us. Listen to our show every week. Right. You know, you can do dirty diapers and all those mundane things and still listen to the show every week.
And I would say, even if you're not a new mother, do what Jason just said, sign up for our free section and start doing the ecosystem approach today. So Jason, with that said, what are the key points of this segment?
Facing yourself and your life is the hardest thing anyone can do, but it's the most rewarding.
True.
Extreme sports and adventures look good on the outside and have bragging rights, but don't help individual evolution.
Mm.
I knew back then that all the stuff that sounds really good, you know, when I talked to you, I was an 82nd Airborne, I jumped out of a plane, you know, was nothing compared to when I started doing the ecosystem approach.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
And star seeds absolutely need to go inward to reveal their extraordinary skills and evolution in preparation for this age of Aquarius in these special times.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach shows you how to go inward and work with the difficulty of that inward process.
Love it. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the reasons you should decide to pursue the ultimate adventure and how, well, to get started. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you trying to figure out the best way to learn about your life purpose and how to access your soul gifts? Let Adrienne Cobb introduce you to the power behind her Wild Magic membership. Adrienne's Wild Magic membership is a one-of-a-kind, ongoing monthly program designed to connect you to your own life mastery and to live in a more expanded consciousness with your tribes of light. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Do you wish you could wake up feeling motivated, inspired, and fully connected to your higher self so that you make better, more intentional decisions throughout the day? Tune into Coffee with the Universe with me, Laura Goldstein, every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about the reasons you should decide to pursue the ultimate adventure and how to get started. We are married intuitives with over 20 years' experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, what are some of the reasons that people go inward? You know, is there a list? Is there a bucket list? What?
Well, no, there's not a list. And if we did a list, it would be kind of programmy anyways. I don't want to do a list.
Okay.
The truth is that everything you want out of life comes from going inward mm-hmm. and removing the blocks that are keeping you from having true fulfillment and happiness.
Okay.
You know, I came up with this metaphor, and I think it works really well.
Okay.
We can learn how to work a machine. For example, a race car driver, you know, he can hone his skills and his ability to use his reflexes to go around the track faster and faster and faster. And of course he tries to supercharge the machine to do that.
Okay.
A human being is more like a horse in the wild.
Oh.
And the horses that develop themselves, who are the strongest, who are the smartest, who mm-hmm. are the most physically capable, and this is of course with horses, wild horses, are the ones that become the leader of the pack.
Yes, they do.
And the other horses just seem to know who that is.
Yes, they do.
And allow that horse to be the leader.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably more of the best metaphor for describing the inward process, because as you go inward and start clearing away the stuff that's in your way from being who you are authentically.
Right.
You just show up in the world and say, here I am.
Yeah.
You don't go to a self-help guru and get all jazzed up, you know, spend a lot of money, get all jazzed up,
yes.
you know, and go out in the world and try and implement your goals.
My best horse skills.
Yeah, next 30 days. And then eventually you kind of say, okay, well, something happens or trauma happens and you kind of back away.
Right.
This is different. When you go inward and start clearing away the stuff, what you get, you keep. It's not perishable,
mm.
you know? And when you get something from the outside, like a self-help guru,
yes.
you know, the minute you have trauma or, you know, some sort of challenge in your life that takes away your focus on mm-hmm. what you were doing, it's gone.
That's true.
You know, but this is the way humans were designed.
Yeah.
Going inward, this inward process is removing the stuff that's keeping you from being you in the best, most amazing way. So instead of a list, I thought about, we would talk about what it feels like for you, what it feels like for me.
Okay.
From our perspective.
Okay.
And of course, when you do it, it's going to be different.
Yes.
But it just gives you an idea of what it can be like. So you want to go first?
You okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. I am a four and a four on the Enneagram.
Yes.
I am a four and fours are the most emotional and they get stuck in their emotions all the time. And I know I've told this little bit of the story before, but when I first met Jason, he said, yes, you need some objectivity. And I shook my head and I went, uh-huh. And as soon as I left him, I had to go look it up. I had to read it four or five times because I truly did not know what objectivity was. And the best part about that is I thought, okay, so that's really a goal. I need to understand and see what objectivity is in my life. Well, I have to tell you, I didn't find any in the beginning, but because of the ecosystem approach and all of the clearing that I've done, clearing is removing that negative energy.
Which makes you emotional.
Which does make you emotional.
And if you understand a four, when that negative energy not only makes her emotional, but then she expresses that emotion in the world.
Correct.
And in a way that's probably not to her highest advantage.
But what happened was this. I learned that, and it didn't take me long to figure out that my emotions do not always tell me the truth. In fact, I would say most likely there's some sort of something there in my emotions that are not the truth at all. But what the ecosystem approach has given me, it's given me the ability to say, wait a minute, I can look at any situation and yes, there'll be emotions there, but I don't have to use that as my guide, as I was trained to do as a child. By the way, my mother was also a four. I have a sister that's a four. I have two nieces that are fours. My brother was a four. And so the bottom line is that I was surrounded with emotions. I didn't know what objectivity was.
Well, and And I'm just going to talk about you because this is the fun part.
Yeah. Oh.
But the truth is that now her emotions come out, they're useful. They're beneficial. I mean, there's no, there's no better way of being loved than by a four, you know, a four.
See, we have our good points.
That has their emotions under control. And that's probably, control's not the right word, but.
Well, it's a good way to describe it.
When they're not messy and all over the place.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
There's nothing caregiving. Oh my gosh. When she takes care of my mom, there's an elegance to it that I could never do. And it's that emotional part that just makes it so neat. When people come to our home, they say, oh my gosh.
How does she do it?
There's good energy here.
I mean,
that's from the emotions.
Yes.
You know, she's always drawing something, doing something artistic. There's music in the house. She's dancing around. It just creates all this
singing,
good energy. Yeah. In the house that, so all of a sudden, what used to be a disadvantage
is now an advantage because of the ecosystem approach. I've learned how to use the best part of me.
Yes.
And that is amazing. But that's enough about me. What about you?
Well, so as a six, Enneagram six, mm-hmm. you know, I had a lot of fears and insecurities and those fears, it's amazing how they go out there in the world and, you know, I can't do this or maybe I can't do that. But what I saw, the biggest difference is the confidence.
Yes.
Here I am in the world, you know, I got this, I can do this. And it's not something I say, it's an energy.
It is.
You know, I walk out there in the world and say, oh, I got this. You know, and people just come to me in a way that they never did before.
And as a four, when I read you, when I very first met you, I saw that you actually had everything that you needed. It was one of the things that drew me to you. And you didn't know it.
I didn't know it.
It's amazing.
You know, it's funny because the inward process is difficult.
Yes.
But sometimes as you uncover those things, you uncover bad stuff invariably.
Absolutely. Okay? But remember, you can get rid of it and you can use your objectivity to just say, wait a minute, I don't need that part of that, but I like this part of whatever it is.
So we promise that we can tell them how to get started.
Okay.
And here's how you do that. Okay. The first thing is uncovering your emotional story. Now, we did a show about uncovering your emotional story. So go back and listen to that if you're interested.
Yes.
Then clear the issues that are affecting you right now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go in search of it. You know what's in your way right now. You know, maybe you have money problems, relationship problems, health problems.
Start with the big things, that kind of stuff that he's talking about.
You know your Enneagram type.
Your
Enneagram type gives you kind of a map to what you have to clear.
Yes.
You know, fours have to clear their emotionality.
Mm-hmm.
Ones have to clear their need for perfection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sixes have to clear their fears and insecurities.
Exactly.
It's, you know, it's different for each one. So twos love too much. Yeah. You know, they're loving everybody, but they don't take care of themselves.
Right.
So uncover your emotional story.
Okay.
Understand what that is. Clear the issues that are affecting you. Know your Enneagram type.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, listen to our show every week.
Because, you know, we help you with all of this.
Every show, we're telling you how to implement this
yes.
in a different way, from a different perspective.
Yes.
You know, it's the frame for your life. It's having an energy approach to life. And we're helping you do that.
So, I like that. So let's do the key points and then we'll talk about how to clear. Is that okay?
That sounds good.
Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The inward process brings out you authentically in a way that the world craves.
Yes.
When you go inward, you don't need your own self-help guru. You can use your essence and have that be the best advisor ever.
Mm-hmm.
The age of Aquarius is a time for star seeds and to claim their ability and go out in the world. And but you have to go inward first.
Correct.
And the ecosystem approach shows you how to find all of your talents and abilities and the wisdom using the process of going inward.
It's phenomenal, everyone. I cannot tell you enough how phenomenal the ecosystem approach is. So with that said, let's tell everyone how to clear, Jason, and then we'll get to the next segment.
Here we go. You don't have to have a specific posture. That's one of our big misconceptions. Mm-hmm. You don't have to sit in the lotus position. You can sit, stand, lay down.
Mm-hmm.
You can be walking. You can be doing something else. you can be washing dirty diapers or, you know, we have a new granddaughter, so we hear about these stories all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's where we're at.
And oh, what a cutie.
Yes.
Anyway, go ahead.
But so you don't have to have any posture. And just as we say, and to eliminate, just in your imagination, gather up all that stuff and blow it into the processor. Kent, you can put that picture up right now.
If you would, thank you.
That's the processor. Just blow it into that.
And if you don't have a picture or you're listening to us on the radio, use a garbage can. Use a garbage can. Get rid of it. Don't just throw it around because you're going to do all this work and then you're going to get up and walk right back into it. No. Put it in a container of some kind. And by the way, that's what Jason and I designed the processor for, exactly that. It works, but you need to be able to do that so that you can keep going forward as opposed to keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, meaning walking right back into that negative energy. By the way, that's the definition of insanity. Then yes. After that, what we're going to do is we're going to activate life force, the most powerful energy in the world. And what we do is when we do all this clearing, then we activate life force so that you can use life force energy to rejuvenate yourself and be the best that you can be. So with that said, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do some clearings to help you have the ultimate adventure. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Are you curious about who the Holy Spirit is, or whether or not the Holy Spirit is real, and even more so, how to connect with an invisible God on a deeper level? Join me, Dr. Lisa Kohut, on Making the Holy Spirit Famous every second and fourth Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Central Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to begin that relationship, to begin to deepen your relationship with the Holy Spirit. To work with me, go to HolySpiritCoach.com. See you soon.
Excuse me, did you say Sanskrit? Yes, absolutely. Sanskrit is the language of the universe. The word Sanskrita means pure and perfectly formed. When we're still, open and receptive, we may hear a still small voice within. We feel a simple resonance with this universal language, and we just know that the voice is true. That inner voice speaks to us in a language that is always pure and perfectly formed. It's Sanskrita that speaks to us out of the silence. Sanskrit is also the name of a language that is found in dictionaries and great works of profound wisdom. It's the closest reflection of that perfect universal language. Study of this powerful language can lead us to an understanding of that perfect inner voice. Join me, Sarah Main, on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover this true inner voice of the soul together. And check out my website, dhammayanti.store.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset life and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to do clearings to help you have the ultimate adventure. You ready to get started, Jason?
Let's go.
All right, there you go.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can see extreme activities don't help my evolution or connecting with my essence.
Nice. Take a breath. Don't forget to put that in the processor or garbage can. And I'm going to shorten it up a little bit. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see the need to feel alive is a toxic effect of being overprogrammed. Nice and easy. Take that toxic effect and throw it into the processor.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and numbness that come from our programmed world.
Yeah.
Take you can just clear it as opposed to jumping out of an airplane. That's a better way of doing it.
Yeah.
Take a breath.
Well, and some would say that's a lot safer, but that's not the issue here. It's better for you. If you want to jump out of an airplane, that's great. But clear the numbness from programming and the worry and anxiety first.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear, hurt, and shame that I have because I'm not drawn to extreme activities.
Yeah.
Take a breath.
That would be me. Take a breath. And to eliminate the barrier so I can know that going inward is the ultimate adventure and leads to my personal evolution. And also, to me, it's just plain fun. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that going inward is the ultimate self-help that is truly natural.
Yeah.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that I can overcome by going inward and not doing extreme activities. Take a breath.
They say, conquer your fear, walk on coals, conquer your fear, jump out of an airplane. No, that's crazy. Conquer your fear by clearing it.
Exactly. And by the way, I knew somebody who did walk on coals one time and she couldn't walk for a month because the blisters were so bad.
I'm sorry to laugh, but yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, and to eliminate the barrier so I can see my essence is rejected when I try and supercharge my machine with extreme activities.
Exactly. Take a breath. And to eliminate any intense anger I have that needs to be faced by going inward and seeing the cause. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any resistance I have to changing my perspective and going inward to claim all my talents and ability. They're yours. You need to have them. And if you don't have them, it's because they're covered up with negative energy.
Exactly.
That you have to clear away.
Exactly. Woo-hoo! Yes. Yeah. Way to go. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that going inward allows me to see my motives and other people's motives. And by the way, that is one of the best things you can do because when you see your motives, you can clear the jealousies and the angers and all those things. And a lot of times you realize that those things that you're seeing aren't worth going after. Because it's just about negative energy.
Well, and I'm going to make this into a clearing statement, but and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that as a starseed, I need to understand other people's motives to implement my purpose in the world in a way that's effective.
Effective for you and them. Take a breath. And to eliminate the barriers so I can go inward by uncovering my emotional story and then clearing my issues that affect me. And by the way, then those that affect everyone else because of me. Take a breath.
and to eliminate any numbness or blocks I have to my emotional story so I can uncover it by clearing.
Love it. Take a breath. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see possibilities for me going inward using the ecosystem approach. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that the power is within me, not the world outside of myself.
Love it. You ready to activate some life force here, Jason?
Let's do that.
Okay. Follow me. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve now and in the future. Take a nice breath.
And to activate life force so I can trust and understand that using my essence is far better than a self-help guru.
Yes.
And spending the money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly.
Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can decide to use the inward process to develop myself using the ecosystem approach. Because I'm removing negative energies, I'm going to activate that life force energy to regenerate and rejuvenate myself starting right now. Take a breath. And I have one more if that's okay. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, creative, objective, have fun and laughter and love, learn to love myself, learn to love others, but also be able to not only heal myself, but help the world outside around me heal. First, I have to heal me. Nice and easy. Pull in that life force energy all the way through your body and blow out any negative energies left over. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Well, next week is Martin Luther King Day.
Oh,
so it's appropriate. It's an energy approach to racism, sexism, and other social ills. And, you know, it's a big deal for us. We see, you know, we see the negative effects of racism and sexism all the time. And the clients have come to us, they've shared
stories
and personal feelings. We know this is a big issue, but everybody that's talking about it outside is talking about changing the laws and changing things outside of ourselves.
Yes.
But what we see that in order to make the conditions right for this kind of change, you have to change the energy. And I'm not talking about changing other people's energy. I'm talking about changing our energy, your energy.
Exactly.
And we're going to change our energy together.
Yes.
And we're going to make some progress with this whole topic.
I love it.
Next Monday. So please stay tuned. This is, you've never heard it from this perspective before.
Right. Exactly. So Jason, what can I do? What can the audience do to start using the ecosystem approach today?
So if this has touched you, you know, if you're saying, oh my gosh, I've got to go inward and start doing the ecosystem approach. We've made it really simple for you. Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, sign up for the free section. That'll give you our weekly newsletter and the clearings every week. Do those clearings. The more you do the clearings, the better off it is.
Exactly.
And each week it's about a different topic. So you can kind of see how this fits into your life in a different way.
Exactly.
You know, you might find some specific shows that really speak to you. And you can also go to our Facebook page.
Okay.
Appreciate the like if you're there, and you can see us on video. And we've made it so simple for you because all you have to do is listen, do the clearings every week, and then listen some more and do the more clearings. And the more you clear, the better it'll be. And you'll start to say, oh my gosh, I kind of get this. And this is all free. This is, you know, we're not asking for any money for this. Please go and do this. This is going to be a really special thing.
Exactly. We'll connect next Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.